Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Lansanity's a hornet.
Think all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harris. Rudy Gobert.
APP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Lansanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan,
you got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today's show is the beautiful one himself, Big Big Shot.
Well, I'm sitting here shaking my finger to the people on Periscope, my little dude sign.
Can they see you?
Yeah, they can see me. Can't you see me? Can you see me? Am I clear to you now?
Yeah, I good. Can see. All our Periscopians, welcome to today's show. And also, Mr. 315 sitting here.
315?
We're talking about that's my right. Uncle Barry playing at the Y down the street.
Barry, he tripped me yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Dude.
I'm coming up the court. I went behind the back. I was about to go dunk all on like four people, and Barry stuck that size 17 out there and tripped me.
Uncle Barry and my favorite player growing up was Grandmama Larry Johnson. All right, and he did what he had to do because he was only 6'5".
Yeah.
All right, and you look, I'm like 5'5", 5'6", actually 5'8" in high school. That's what they listed me as. So I don't care what anybody says, I'm not 5'6". But, you know, you got to do what you do when you're playing ball. You got to do, you know, ask PJ Harrison.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
but damn, that fall kind of hurt.
16-year-olds at the Y. That fall hurt, Uncle Barry. Keep your feet to yourselves, please.
But yes, if you want to watch the Greensboro Swarm, go to the local Y. You can see all the great players.
No, if you're in Greensboro, please go out there and support them, man. It's a building block.
I would. If I lived in Greensboro, I would.
I would go out there.
I like watching basketball. That's my favorite sport. I like watching basketball.
Aaron Harrison just got moved there. We picked up Archie Goodwin. They got
these are good players.
Damian,
man.
Wilkins is a veteran. Perry Ellis, who? If you're a Kansas fan.
Dominique's nephew.
Double yes. N.
I met him a few years ago.
Damian Wilkins still playing yeah. somewhere.
If you can score the ball, you can.
Do you know who else is coming? Trying to come back, Baron Davis.
Is he?
He's been trying to come back for the last year and a half, 2 years.
He's
now.
He's got his new little.
The Black Santa thing?
Yeah, he's got his Black Santa, his new business he's got.
Okay.
So, you know, shout out for that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pick up one of those Black Santa t-shirts.
You know,
I like those, yeah.
He's talking about, you know, playing basketball again if somebody called him to play. I can see him
playing. He should go to China.
He could. He'd go play with Josh Smith
and Stephon Marbury.
Dude, those Marbury shoes, man.
You know what?
They could have the big three out there.
I mean, there's some NBA teams that could use backup point guards.
Not 38-year-old Baron Davis.
Yeah, I this team's going to take him. Just depend on what he has. I mean, somebody should just give him a look, see what he has left.
Go look in the D-League if you need a competent quality backup.
There I've got a solution. Come to Charlotte, Baron. Hey,
he was here.
I know. You can come back. It'd be a great homecoming. You know, you and Kimba together. Man, we'd be all right.
Baron hated it here.
No, I knew.
Yeah, he didn't
He's an LA guy.
Yep, he didn't like it here.
I know. I like Barrett. He's one of my favorite Hornets of all time when you played him.
Who's your Hornet Fave 5, your all-time pick 5, if just picking Hornets?
Ooh, that's interesting. Number one, I don't care what anybody ever says to me, is Larry Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He's my favorite to ever play in Charlotte.
Okay.
My 5 are
Oh, I ain't going number
two. I'm going to go, what's your, I'm gonna go my five that I would have on the floor.
Well, what's one of yours? Let's go around the table.
Oh, Muggsy Bogues.
Muggsy?
Muggsy Bogues, of course.
I don't know. I haven't lived here long enough to have, but since I've been here, I like Mashburn. I've always liked
Jamal. Jamal? Yeah. I love Jamal. Yeah. All right, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, for me, Glenn Rice.
See, that's Monster Mash and Glenn Rice are both on my squad with Dale Curry.
Well, don't go to four yet.
Dale Curry? But y'all already said my other two guys.
I was going to go back around.
One round table, each.
He doesn't understand the round table thing. I'm working
on it. I sure don't.
It.
I want to just keep working out there.
I got you. All right, you want to go ahead and add your last one?
No, go ahead. I'm going to try to get
J.R. Reed, right?
Oh, hell no. Right. He played at Carolina.
Oh, J.R. Henderson.
Not him.
Okay, Mashburn's a small forward. My power forward is going to be Grandmama Larry Johnson. That's my power forward. So I got my forward straight.
All right, well, number three for me would be Alonzo. All right, I mean, what are you booing for?
Thumbs down.
It's Alonzo Mourning.
He wanted out of here so bad, man.
He did, but he was here, and we made the playoff. He made a game-winning playoff shot.
He's a heater.
He is a heater. So is Glenn Rice.
But Glenn Rice won an All-Star Game MVP as a Charlotte Hornet.
So was Jamal Mashburn. Mashburn was in Miami, too.
But he was
everybody that was a Hornet played in Miami?
It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Rex Chapman.
Yeah.
So, all right, who else you got?
My center is going to be Roy Hibbert, baby. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Another Georgetown alum.
No. Of course, I'll go Zoe. I'll go Zoe.
Zoe would have to be the center. Zoe's center. For me, yeah, if we're going by position, of course.
I'm going by position.
No, I mean, playing the four would be Larry Johnson, of course.
Larry Johnson.
Glenn Rice would be the three. Two would be
Kendall Gill or somebody.
I love Kendall Gill.
I love Kendall Gill. Like, I love Bobby Fields. Eddie Jones was a good player for us.
Bobby Fields, yeah, he was good before his car crash. The only retired jersey in Hornets history right now, which is still a surprise. I mean, why have we not?
Then we retired Dale
Curry's Larry number? Johnson yet.
I don't know. We haven't even had a Larry Johnson night.
Why we not had
what
those
is going
nights?
On with that Hornets organization that hasn't happened yet?
Because I'll tell you why I think. Larry is in the upper executives with the Knicks.
That's right.
And Alonzo is up with the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that matters. I mean, heck, we got Patrick Ewing as one of our coaches for the last 100 years. Mm-hmm.
But technically, if they did do anything, they would Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning them play for the Hornets that are now the Pelicans. So they would actually be like Pelicans, wouldn't they?
No.
No.
Because we got everything back from Pelicans.
We just took it all back. Just our sets.
Because that's one thing, Michael made sure we got all the records back from the Pelicans.
I don't understand why we haven't had a Grandmama night either. A Grandmama Tykes t-shirt giveaway or a bobblehead or something. What's up?
There's the shirts at the games. You'll see people wearing them with Grandmama and, you know, and with the gold tooth and everything. It's great. So, did you have a number?
My five was Bogues, Curry, Rice, Mashburn, and Grandmama.
Yeah,
that would be
Bogues
the five I
too.
Would roll with.
That was a good.
Okay, I got my front court. Yeah, my front court was Mashburn, Larry Johnson, Grandmama, and Zoe. My back court point guard will be Muggsy Bogues. That's my point guard, and my two guard is going to be this guy right here. The former Piston who used to get buckets.
He did.
Kelly
Bad
Trapuka.
Team, but yeah, he got buckets.
He used to get buckets.
And my sixth man off the bench, of course, would be Dale Curry. I'm not putting him on my number five, but.
So that's my starting five, baby.
He's coming off the bench.
Even picking a Hornets all-time five, my Pistons bias still shines through.
I hear you. All right, let's go into next segment of the show. Let's go into enemies of the week. Holy cow. Let's hear some Stephen A.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm looking right into the camera. And I'm going to say it again. You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
Stephen A. Smith, we love to hear you on this show.
Oh, man.
It's great. do you have an enemy this week?
The Seattle Seahawks. Can we win? Come on, Carolina. Keep pounding, baby. We got this week.
You got anybody you're hating on this week?
Yeah, I'm hating on. And like I said, I do a lot of this on the show, so I'll be hating on my own team. But the Bears Sunday, okay, I'm hating on those receivers that dropped every ball in the end zone on that great comeback we had against the Titans. And Barkley didn't play bad either.
Why are you hating on them? Most of them were at the Y playing flag football.
There you go.
I ain't seen some of these guys play college football, not literally NFL.
I mean,
it's like I was watching the movie The Replacements,
or the 87 Strike Year, which that movie was based off of.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so
it's a great movie. For me, it's the Charlotte Reserver.
What'd they do to you?
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Saying Steph Curry doesn't know if he could see himself signing with the Hornets.
Oh, man.
Stop it! He's not coming back to Charlotte. He's not coming to Charlotte.
I hear
that. Not until he gets to, like, age 40.
I hear that.
And
right.
He's going to be
and that's what I keep saying. And that's what I keep saying. These people in these Charlotte streets are hopeful that
delusional.
Steph Curry is going to come, like, next year.
Right. And he's not. He's not stupid.
Why not?
He's in Golden State. He ain't leaving that team.
Say they win the chip this year. That's two rings, multiple MVPs.
Yeah.
Nothing else left to prove.
He's not.
He could come home, revitalize this franchise.
Oh, my God.
Get us to an NBA Finals. That would mean more to his legacy than playing with that super team out there in Golden
but
State.
But we have these delusional Charlotte fans are hanging on for Steph Curry.
We got to. We got to. That's the only free agent we have a chance of signing big time free agent.
You don't need a free agent. And plus, through the draft.
And plus, Golden State's going to sign him back. Because if you heard what Curry said the other day, Curry put them on notice. Curry put them on notice, like, as long as
that's what we thought about Kevin Durant going, signing with Oklahoma City.
He is not leaving.
That whole coming home thing is so overrated to me.
Especially NBA, because he comes,
it is.
He comes to Charlotte twice a year.
He has a home here.
Yes, and he can
played
come
high
wherever
school
he
ball
wants.
Here. He played college ball here. He is a hero in this city.
Right, and he's never played ball in Charlotte.
No, right.
He has never played
ball
in Charlotte.
Well, next year would be the perfect
time. It irritates the heck out of me that we praise this guy that has never played basketball in the city of Charlotte.
Wasn't even born in Charlotte.
He played in Davidson.
Wasn't even born in Charlotte. He was born in Akron, like LeBron.
Right.
It does matter.
This guy has not played 1 minute of basketball
in Charlotte.
He played in Charlotte
Christian Academy.
That doesn't mean he was from Charlotte. He was from he went to school to Davidson.
Charlotte is his home.
His dad happened to play here when he was a kid.
Right. That's like me saying, I'm from Charlotte. No, I was born in Huntersville, but hey, why not? I'm from Charlotte. You know, I'm just saying.
Let's just get rid of the technicalities. Charlotte is his home. He says it all the time. He loves the Panthers. You can get eight home games.
Does he?
Yes.
Do you not see him in a Raiders jersey at the game?
Or a San Francisco Giants?
That?
I saw him
He had a
at
Raiders
the game,
jersey
though.
On. It doesn't matter. But you call him.
We know he was there rooting for the Panthers. He just didn't want to get jumped on by the Oakland fans.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yes.
That's your excuse?
Yes.
Yeah, I hear that all the time. Oh, we're going to get Steph Curry now.
If Steph Curry would have rolled in the stadium with his Steph Curry Panther jersey, they would have attacked him.
No, they wouldn't have.
Yes, they would.
No,
you know them Oakland fans are stupid.
Dude.
No disrespect to Oakland fans, but y'all are fanatics about your football. They would have attacked Steph Curry.
Listen, my point is we need to stop depending on him coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't happening.
And it's all about fit, too. It's all about fit. I can't see Curry and Kemba.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Kemba and Curry together.
It's all about
no
fit.
No way.
Yeah, no,
because
I don't
see
that either.
Play off each other. They can't.
I don't see
Let
that either.
Let me say this again. They can't. Kemba cannot share the ball like that.
Kemba's
not
the ball?
No, he can't. No. He hasn't yet. What makes you think he's on change now?
With the amount of shots we would be getting both of those guys on the team.
Who's on? Dude, there's no way. Come on. You know Steph Curry is not leaving the
We can all hope and pray, can't we?
For what?
He has it too sweet there, man. It's just too sweet.
You know what else you can hope and pray for? The lottery. You got a better chance of winning the lottery than Steph Curry coming back to Charlotte in the next 5 years. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
because Steph Curry ain't leaving Golden State.
Steph Curry comes to Charlotte and plays for the Hornets when he's like 39.
So these people in Charlotte that are deranged and think that he's coming back this year or next year, no. It ain't happening.
Don't let that guy bum you out, Hornets fans. Believe.
Me too, because I don't think so either.
Build your franchise through the draft.
And we've tried this.
No, it can be done. Our Rich Cho, who should be on the hot seat, has this year.
No, Jordan just made a couple of bad moves in some drafts. I mean, instead of drafting Sean May, we could have had
Cho.
Danny Granger could have been here.
Instead
of Morrison.
He's drafted Morrison.
It could have been Brandon Roy instead of yep. I mean, they passed up on some good players to get these bums.
Absolutely. All right, anyway, let's go into this week's top three, bottom three teams of the week. No Cleveland. We're leading them out.
Damn.
San Francisco, I think we lead them out. Damn. Because those two teams.
Then leave Chicago out too. Leave Chicago out too then.
They got two wins.
Okay.
At least they look competitive.
Chicago beat up too, man. Then they got a mediocre quarterback.
Matt Barkley's the truth. I don't know what y'all talking about.
He's below mediocre. Just kidding. I'm kidding. Mediocre guy sitting on the sideline in street clothes.
Matt Barkley. Man.
He didn't play too bad, man. He didn't
Who's
bad
your
at all.
Bottom three?
All right. The Los Angeles Rams. Well, I'm going to leave y'all out, too, because we know. You know, Jeff Fisher is three losses from having the all-time loss record in the NFL.
Yeah.
And this guy still has a job. Really?
Did you hear what
4-7, yes, we're going to talk about.
Did you hear what the owner, the general manager said about him?
He's doing a model job.
A model job.
He's doing a model job. The Houston Texans. What a disappointment.
What a terrible. They're 6-5.
They are lucky to be leading their division. Brock Osweiler is not going to win the division for them. They talking about putting Tom Savage in.
Who?
Tom Savage?
The quarterback from Pittsburgh. Tom they drafted last year.
Oh, God. Never heard of that dude. Never heard of him.
Let's go with the Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals.
Who got waxed.
Waxed again. You're a one-trick pony. If David Johnson ain't carrying the offense for you, Carson Palmer, he's a sitting target, man, and they're not completing the deep balls like they did last year. They are in trouble, man.
They're in big trouble. I'm really starting to think Romo to Arizona. That's what I'm really starting. The more I look at Carson Palmer, he's got to go, man.
And finally.
He's got to go.
We're just going to keep dumping on the New York football Jets. Fitzpatrick is terrible. And we can throw the Cincinnati Bungles in there. They're officially the Bungles again.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got?
I'm going Rams. I'm going also after the Rams. Let's see. Yeah, the Jets. Jets are terrible. And after that, you know what? I'll say, once again, I'll say my 2-9. Been breaking my heart the last 5, 6, 7 years, Chicago Bears. And actually, this week, I'm actually hoping for a loss.
To keep up with the other teams.
To get a top two.
To get them draft picks.
Yeah, to get a top two pick.
I'm going to go a little bit different. I'm definitely going to the Rams. First of all, I'm putting you at the bottom of the list of the teams that I can. Not only is your coach garbage, but for him to say, Eric Dickerson, no, you can't get sideline passes.
Because
are you serious?
Because you talked a little harsh to our current players.
Who doesn't talk
this
harsh about
this is the NFL!
Him? No, it's he.
The
he,
players were uncomfortable with him being
no,
on the sideline.
No, because he criticized the team, his right. coaching on his radio show.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the media. We all say you suck as a coach, and it's the truth. You're getting ready to set the all-time record for losses.
Fisher sucks.
You're like Don
he
Nelson
really
of the
sucks.
NBA.
Don Nelson.
At least Donnie Nelson did win.
He did win a title, though.
Games.
He did win an NBA championship,
This
though.
Dude, Jeff Fisher, he ain't done nothing since Super Bowl 34.
He was right. in the Super Was it 99? Was he in the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl 34.
Yeah. The Rams
this,
and Titans.
It's Super Bowl 51 this year,
that
folks.
That was 17
And then
years
he had
ago.
A follow-up good season and hasn't won more than 9 games since.
And he might have been the guy who ruined Vince Young. Let's not forget that.
Well, Vince Young ruined.
Vince Young.
Vince Young ruined Vince Young.
But Jeff Fisher blackballed him.
Yes,
though.
He did. Yes, he did. He didn't want him in the first place.
I know.
He treated him like they made it obvious.
Well,
I don't want you to.
He's a quarterback guru, you remember?
Jeff Fisher?
Yeah.
Fisher sucks. No. He really, really
but
sucks.
But I have to put the Rams the bottom of the bottom teams that I can. The next team is definitely going to be the New York Jets. You guys are sucking. I predicted you win no more than three games. Y'all got three wins right now. I don't see you winning another game rest of the season with that team.
They're bad.
The next Revis has already quit on them. So
yeah, he's done. He's done for real after this season.
Yeah, he's done. And then last is going to be the Jaguars. I picked you guys to win the AFC.
They were too.
And y'all haven't done jack. Gus Bradley will probably be gone at the end of the season.
So much talent on that team. Yeah. So much talent.
Bortles looks like Chris Winkie's coaching him. I mean, I'm just saying. And by the way, L.A. Rams, St. Louis Rams, whatever. You got Chris Winkie as your quarterback coach.
Leave Chris Winkie alone.
Listen, I like Chris Winkie. But when you got him as your quarterback coach in the NFL, college football, he'd be good. NFL, no.
Leave my Florida State Seminole Heisman Trophy winning Chris Winkie alone.
I like Chris Winkie, but he's not an NFL quarterback coach. That's like leading Steve. That's like leading, what's his name?
Steve Berline?
No, not Steve. He will be in Charlotte soon. That's having like Stevie Wonder lead.
Oh, leading horses to water?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, dude, you don't have Stevie Wonder lead a bunch of people learning how to walk again.
Or Stevie Wonder giving you advice on his hair, on hairdos when his hairline is at the back of his head.
I'm just saying, dude. I don't get it. All right, who's your top three?
Dallas.
And I swear if you put Seattle above them this week,
who me?
I'm going to ban you.
Okay. Well,
the Cowboys, best running game. They're playing the best complementary football, the new buzzword that everybody's using right now. The Dallas Cowboys. The Oakland Raiders. Derek Carr is finding ways to win with this football team. They run the ball. They got one of the best defensive players in the league,
but a terrible
making
defense.
Plays right now. They're coming together. Woo. They just have to do enough.
I got to disagree with you that. That defense is starting
It's coming along, but it's been bad.
Amerson didn't play Sunday against the Panthers, and that hurt because they were missing a corner. But anyway, sorry.
And finally, their record isn't up to par, but the Atlanta Falcons, man.
Whew.
Matt Ryan and their offense, they are so complex. They show so many formations. They use so many people in different route combinations and get the ball out of Matt's hands. They are a problem. Like, you're not going to stop that offense. Their defense is definitely suspect. We know that. But Vic Beasley Jr. is playing better. He's starting to find his way. And like I said, their offense is a problem. They are an absolute beast. So those are my top three.
All right, who you got?
I would go with Atlanta, but I've never trusted them at all as far as going, making any type of noise in the playoffs. So I'm going to go the Dallas Cowboys number one.
All right, well, I was getting ready to say.
So I won't get banned. number two, I'm going to go Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders is number two for now. But number three, this is where it gets tricky. Because number three, I'm going to go the team that I picked to win that division that no one talks about, that's been awesome since like the second half of last season, the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm telling you, that team – listen, I call Noodle Arm, Alex Smith Noodle Arm, but the guy, you know, he does what he needs to do to win.
Mistake-free
and
football.
That defense is just killer. I mean, seriously. We talk about Denver all the time, but that Kansas City defense
man.
With Eric Berry, I just that scares me. For my top three, I'm of course Dallas number one, man. I mean, you're 10-1. You are what your record says it is.
It's the great Bill Parcells. Yeah. I had to tell that to somebody yesterday.
You know, you can't say anybody's better than we are right now. Number two, it's tough. It's really tough for me.
I know, you like Oakland. Both of those teams.
Who?
Out in the West. I know you like both of them.
I do, but there's another team sneaking in. I kind of want to put them in this top three because of the defense and the way the quarterback's playing. So I'm going to go with Detroit, number two.
Matthew Stafford.
I'm going to go with Stafford. Mm. The way Detroit Lions are playing, they've won three in a row. They're 4-1 in the last five games. Minnesota was a close game, but that's how they play. And you know, not Ebron when he plays is dangerous. When you got him and Golden Tate playing together and healthy, that's a dangerous duo. Plus, you add in Marvin Jones on the outside. And then I'm going to go Atlanta 3. I'll put Oakland 4. I'll put Kansas City 5. Mm-hmm. Even though Oakland's 9-2. Their defense ain't there yet. But Khalil Mack, monster, wait until they get back Aldon Smith. That defense is going to really start going.
And one more stat to prove my point about the Houston Texans. I know they're sitting at first. They have scored 194 points total this season. That is the least amount of points scored in their division. Jacksonville has scored more points than they have as a team at 214. That's how terrible the Texans are. They have been lucky.
Their net points are negative 42. The Colts have negative 31. The Jags negative 79.
It's just like fantasy football. Some weeks, you know, you just play a team where you don't score much, but the team you play didn't score either, so you get a win.
All right, if you want a good comparison, the LA Rams have 170. They have 194.
How many do my Bears have? Because they haven't scored over 20 points.
The Bears have 178.
Okay. And you see these teams with these under 200 scores, besides the freaking Texans, which they are going to lose.
There's
the
only three teams below 200 points. They're one of the three teams.
Mm. They are terrible.
No. You want something even worse? You want something even worse? The Browns, 197.
The Browns have more points scored than the Houston Texans.
Damn. For real?
That's how much the Houston Texans suck.
Whoa. Time out. There's five teams below 200. The New York Jets.
Of course, yeah.
Have 196.
Yeah.
The Jets.
How are you 6-5 and you score 194 points?
I don't know.
That's horrible.
I don't.
With the quarterback who should be locked up, as I say every week, that man should be doing 25 to life.
He didn't steal anything. They forced the money on him. Oh. Here.
All right, let's go into this week's.
I call it
hits.
Stealing.
Oh, it's stealing. What time is it? Game time! Game
time! Boy, we are finna play a football game tonight, boys. It's gonna be a great night tonight. If you run out of energy or get tired, look at me. I got too much.
Welcome to BSS Carolina's Rack 'em Up, where we share the biggest hits of the week.
All right, I'll skip the end of that because y'all didn't like that last week. Even though our intern Jesse did a good job putting it together. Thank you, Jesse.
Appreciate it, Jesse.
This week's biggest hits of the week. Do you got any hits?
I got two from the Minnesota-Detroit game on Thanksgiving. Miles Killebrew smashed Jerick McKinnon on third down play in the first drive of the third quarter. They threw it to McKinnon out the backfield. He turned around, and Miles Killebrew de-cleated Jerick McKinnon. Like, he disappeared from the screen. I don't think Jerick McKinnon got another touch to that game. And then with 1:50 left in the game, third down play, Eric Kendricks rolls up on Theo Riddick, and Theo Riddick just disappears. Like, you see Eric Kendricks, you see his hair, and you see no more Theo Riddick. He destroys Theo Riddick. But I gave y'all where it happened at in the drive during the game, so if you want to go YouTube it, go ahead.
Did you have one?
I'm going to switch it up if I could. It's not a hit. It wasn't a hit, but oh my God, the way Dez Bryant shook Josh Norman.
Ankles broke.
Boy,
that was funny.
Shook him off the camera.
Get your money back.
Shook him off the screen.
And Josh Norman still talking that stuff.
Are we going to talk about this? Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll leave it alone till then. But yeah, we have to discuss that.
Are you talking about what he said?
All the whole thing on the field and off the field. That's what really irked my nerves.
We'll talk about it.
About Josh Norman.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about it. I'm sorry, Bobby shared some things on our Facebook page, which you can go check out our Facebook page.
So did I. I put something
I
on
got
there.
Stopped by the 25 most women in sports.
What? The 20 what? Women
25
what?
Most
beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay.
Like, this is why we love sports, man.
I'm going to go with Tom Brady.
Did he get jacked up?
No. Did y'all see his block?
His what? His block?
Oh, the whiff?
That was a block, man.
He closed his eyes and was kind of just stumbling and hoping not to get ran into.
Yeah, there you go.
That was a great block, man. I'm going to go with Tom Brady for his blocking skills this week. That's my biggest hit.
Nice.
Anyway, all right, let's get back to it. We got some more games to pick. Week 13 begins tonight. Thursday night football. Ooh, there's been a week. So we get a week. It's not a short week. Cowboys at Vikings. Cowboys have won 10 straight. Cowboys also have zero takeaways in the last four games. First team in NFL history to win four straight games without a takeaway. Also, Cowboys linebacker Justin Durant and J.J. Wilcox are out for this game. So the linebacking core is hurt. But we do get Barry Church back, which will help safeties. I'm trying to think. Mo Claiborne's still out. He'll probably be back in a couple weeks. But tonight's going to be rough. Last week, we beat the Redskins on Thanksgiving Day. It was a great game. Hey, I give Kirk Cousins credit on this show for this. He had a heck of a game. So did Jordan Reed. But you played our defense. Our defense isn't the strong point of our team right now.
He has the most points. He looked good. Most passing yards ever on Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
For Kirk Cousins.
Hey, he should. He played
41 freaking completions.
Yeah.
But that means Dallas pretty much shut down the run.
The run game.
They had to lead the whole game, so Kirk Cousins was in catch-up mode. Right. And when you play in catch-up mode, you're going to rack up yards and stats.
I'm disappointed. Outscore Dallas.
I'm disappointed in because he had to show up after all that junk he popped. R. Kelly, the running back for
Robert Kelly.
Yeah.
No, I like R. Kelly.
R. Kelly,
good one, I feel so
bump and grind. I mean, you know.
But remember the stuff he was popping before that game, called Macau girls and everything. I was like, ooh, he better show up on Thanksgiving than if he's popping that mess.
You see, he popped it. All right. Why do you think they play so good against the run?
Yeah.
But, you know, the game was very good. Like I said, we spoke briefly. Josh Norman, Dez Bryant went at it. Dez made him look like a fool a couple times. Mm-hmm. At the end of the game, Dez says they need to get their money back
from
Josh Norman. And then Josh, come on, dude. And we'll talk about it more. Dez said in my area they unload clips.
Where I'm from, we empty the clip.
And then the next day – oh, no, he didn't say that. Dude, Josh, you can't do this. I'm going to tell you right now, Dez Bryant is not Odell Beckham. He's not going to go crazy on that sideline. He's going to go crazy in the scoreboard, and that's what he did. I'm just saying, that's the wrong man to push. But Josh Norman.
And
OBJ going to go crazy on the sideline and on the scoreboard. Who? I love his last touchdown, though, on Sunday.
Who?
Beckham? Oh, OBJ.
No, he has now, but when this went on with him and Norman, he went at Norman personally.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He didn't take out on the scoreboard like he should have. Dez will not get – he'll go on the sideline, go off on his teammates and say, give me the ball.
And what's said on the field stays on the field. What's said on the basketball court stays on the basketball court. What in the world was Josh Norman thinking talking to the media about everything that was said on the field?
Because that's Josh Norman's personality. He starts that stuff. He gets under your skin. And if you say something that's a little something, he's going to put it out there so he can try to get that sympathy points back. We are tired in of this act from Josh Norman. Like, he is showing bipolar personality characteristics that cannot be ignored. You might need to go get some help.
I am all for you talking junk to the wide receiver.
Yeah.
That is cornerback play.
Yeah.
That is what
cornerback 101.
That is what a cornerback should do. That's what a running back's supposed to do.
Yep.
That's what wide receivers do. Quarterbacks, no. Cam Newton, that's the issue I have with him. But you go – those positions, you want to be edgy like that. You want to be on edge.
Now, there's no doubt you got to have a certain amount of crazy to want to play in the National Tackling League because who wants to run head-on with another grown man at full speed with pads on? I mean, you got to be out of your mind.
Listen, when I play Madden against somebody, I talk junk when I play against somebody on Madden.
Yeah.
All right? Everybody does it. I mean, you.
But keep that crazy in between the white lines.
That's right, it.
Don't bring it out to the press.
That's what I'm saying.
Because then we get a chance to analyze it and start talking that stuff.
Keep it,
doubting your mental capabilities.
Now we see what kind of dude Josh Norman is now. Yeah. We see who he is now.
But he's always been that way. We're people in Charlotte ain't surprised because he's always been that way.
But, I mean, my thing is just that's just like – that's man code to me in a way. Yeah. I mean, you leave it on the field, man.
Yeah, almost to me –
he took my peanuts.
You damn near – you damn near snitching. You know what I'm saying?
It's almost – to me, it feels like his ego's getting bigger since he got this money. And he went to D.C. Listen, we know how good a corner you were in Carolina, but it seems like his ego is getting too big for his pants.
He was a good corner in Carolina because he had a lot of help over the top also.
Well, yeah, no, it helped him. And look, he's still a good corner.
He is a very good football player.
Okay, he is a good football player.
He's competitive. I like his drive. I like his energy. Right. I like his competitiveness.
I'm not knocking him at all. I'm just saying his ego needs to be in check in D.C., and right now, it's not. Boy, all I know is I can't wait to see that Carolina-DC game come.
Oh, that's going to be so nasty.
I can't wait. I'll be there. I can't wait
to see
it.
I can see Kelvin Benjamin and Josh Norman coming to blows because he's going to end up lining up on Benjamin.
And I wonder how Cam's going to go at him.
I want to see Cam run the ball at Josh, and the two of them, it's not going
to
be
First of all, Josh Norman, to me, is good because – Cam choked the competitive in him in that training camp fight.
That's true.
Choked the hell out of Josh Norman.
Yep. Let's get to this week's game. Cowboys and Vikings. X factor and who wins the game?
Cowboys, 3-point favorite on the road. Over under is 44. For the Cowboys, we know who their X factor is. Zeke Elliott. Run the football. Keep feeding the monster. Feed him. I know there's been a lot of talk in the media about his usage rate and his average of 22 touches a game. This man is 21. This is the National Tackling League. He plays at the running back position. Back in when we were growing up just learning about football, running backs were getting 25, 30 totes a game every week. And they didn't have another back coming in to spell them.
And don't forget one thing, you know, to add to what you're saying, college football season's a lot longer now than it was. So he's used to playing into January or
exactly.
February with Ohio State.
And he doesn't mind it. He wants the punishment because he delivers a blow himself. Zeke Elliott is one of the biggest physical running backs that I've ever seen play the game.
And no offense, when you're playing behind that offensive line, you better run as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like Carolina knows from last year, Super Bowl comes once.
That's it.
Maybe. You know, you better capitalize on the run when you got it.
So keep feeding the monster. If they do that, the Cowboys will be fine. They should beat Minnesota because Minnesota is decimated across their offensive front. They have no running game. Sam Bradford is a target. Cowboys should win easily, man, like 27-14.
I got actually something close to that. I got 30-14. And my X factor is if they match up, I'm pretty sure they will throughout the night. Xavier Rhodes and Dez Bryant. I want to see that matchup.
Those are two players about the same height, size, everything.
And, of course, he's a Seminole, you know, my little Seminole shout-out of the show. My second or third one of the show. But go ahead.
You know, I got a lot to say on this game. This game worries me more than any other game we played this season. And the reason is that defense line for Minnesota. I love Griffin, man. I think he's the best defensive player at the defensive line in this league. I think he's the best defensive lineman to play right now. JJ's out. Other people's out. But this guy's intense. I think we'll be fine. I think, you know, X factor for me is actually going to be defensive player. I think it's going to be Nate Irving. He's a defensive lineman. He has played unbelievable this season. And this guy come out nowhere, and he's probably our best defensive lineman right now. He needs to at least have two sacks against Bradford. We need to have some turnovers. We can't keep winning with no turnovers created. We got to have some turnovers created, and I think he'll do that tonight. I'm going to say Cowboy. I won't say blowout, but I can see it being I'm still doubting this team. We're week 13 in the season. I'm still worried about this week, every week, until playoffs. I'm going to say Cowboys win. I think it will be 37-10. Because I don't trust Bradford. Bradford running your offense is scary. And Stephon Diggs is not playing. So they got Cordell Patterson.
I know he had been practicing. Did they officially rule him out?
I was looking at it earlier. Let me double check. But I know that even if he plays, he probably won't be healthy.
Because I know he didn't play last week because of the knee. But I know he had been practicing because I've been watching that because he's one of my players on my fantasy – one of my fantasy teams anyway.
I'm looking to see –
And from what I heard, it's going to be a game time decision, so they probably won't release it till right up to the game.
And don't forget, the head coach Mike Zimmer is not coaching tonight as well. So Mike Zimmer is not coaching tonight as well.
Something's wrong. Surgery on his eyes.
Surgery. It's retina on his eye.
Yeah.
Retina. But I think Zeke's gonna have a monstrous game. I really do. All you gotta do is get him open space. You ain't gonna be able to run it right up the middle. You need to throw at least three or four screens to the man to get him open, and I don't think anybody will be able to cover him. So, and you know, there's so many weapons on offense. I haven't seen a defense shut down this offense yet, and I don't think it's gonna be Minnesota. Moving to the next game.
Hold on real quick. At ESPN UK just tweeted out Bears quarterback Jay Cutler to have season-ending shoulder surgery.
Oh, man, damn.
You know you wanted your boy back.
That was great. You wanted your boy back.
He saw who you wanted your boy back.
He saw his last snap in Chicago, I think.
Yep. Oh, no. He's done.
He saw his last snap.
But I can see this game being close, but I'm going to the Cowboys to win this game. The next game we got, I'm going to skip that one for a minute. The Chiefs at the Falcons, your X factor, who wins? Woo.
Atlanta, a 4.5-point favorite at home. It's Julio Jones week. He was held to nothing last week. The weeks he's held to nothing, the following week he usually comes out and has a monster game. So he's going to have a monster game. Atlanta rolls, man. The Chiefs cannot score enough to keep up with Atlanta. 27-17, Dirty Bird.
Marcus Peters.
That's only one player, man. Like I said, they use so many complex formations, movements, looks. Like, Marcus Peters can't guard them everywhere.
Who you got?
I'm going Atlanta also. Like I said, I just don't trust them in the postseason. But this game, it's going to be pretty high scoring for Atlanta. I say 37-21. Chiefs, like Big Shot said, just not enough offense for the Chiefs. Not for this game.
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to go 27-24 Chiefs. Or no, 27-21. Listen, Tyreek Hill. All right, we got to talk about it for a minute. First player since Gale Sayers. 50 years.
Gale Sayers from where?
Receiving touchdown.
Who did Gale Sayers play for?
NC State.
Professional team?
NC State.
NC State.
No, he played at Syracuse.
Gale Sayers?
Yeah.
No, professional team.
Oh, the Brownies.
Chicago Bears.
Oh, the Bears.
Did he play for the Bears?
Gale Sayers. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's the reason you're so excited, because he played for the Syracuse Orangemen.
No, Gale didn't play. No, that wasn't Gale. That was
they made
the movie.
I know you're
talking Ernie about Davis.
Ernie Davis, sorry.
Ernie Davis. He played for Syracuse.
I thought Sayers played.
I can't remember where Sayers played.
I looked that up. Kansas City, though, Tyreek, first player scored rushing, receiving, and a special team touchdown.
That kid is something else. He's fast.
He's nice.
So I'm going to go with Kansas City, man. And that guy, I think, is going to have a field day against that Falcons D. But I don't know. 38-19, they beat the heck out of the Chiefs or the Cardinals. The next game we're going to go to.
Gale Sayers went to Kansas.
Kansas. Oh, okay. Jayhawk.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Who in the heck cares game of the week here? One of the games of the week. The Broncos at the Jags. Anybody going with the Jags?
Broncos.
All right, Broncos.
I will take the Jags.
You're taking the Jags?
Trevor Siemian is being fitted for a boot right now.
You got Paxton Lynch.
I'm going to take the Jags. I think Denver They're weighing too heavy on their defense, and their defense is not as good as it was last year.
And Tlaib's, I don't know if he's playing or not.
I don't even know if he's still playing.
I'll go with Denver, but you're going with Denver as
I'm
well.
I'm going with Denver.
I can't trust the Jags anymore this season. The next game, the Lions at the Saints.
Ooh, that's a big game right there. Both teams need the
wins.
7-4,
5-6.
Lions, New Orleans, a 6-point favorite at home. Giving 6 points. Ooh. Over under is 53.5. I can see it being high scoring. It's definitely going to be high scoring. I think the Lions, they've done it all season. They find a way to win. Matt Stafford leading them down the field, putting them in field goal range. 34-31, Detroit.
I'm going with the Saints also.
He went Lions.
Oh, you're Lions? No, I'm going Saints. That's going to be a damn shootout.
You know, every time we say that the Saints are going to have a shootout with the Lions, or the Lions are going to have a shootout, they played the Colts, and it was 21-20 or something like that.
Any game that Drew Brees is involved in is going to be a shootout.
Well, no, they had one game earlier. The Saints had a game with the Jags. It was bad.
Yeah, it was a terrible
game. I'll go – listen, I want the Saints to win. Here's why. Because I really don't want the Lions to make the playoffs, because it's one of the teams I don't want to see in the playoffs. Because a couple years ago, we beat them on a good call that they said was bad.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know.
Mm.
You know, calls are calls. You win the game in between the lines. You don't let a ref call.
Dallas got that karma in that Green Bay game, though. They got that karma, came right back to them.
It did. That ref should be fired. no, I'm just kidding. I'm going to go to the Lions, though. The next game we'll talk about, the Texans at the Packers. By the way, if you want to pick up a fantasy ad of the week, pick up the Packers' defense.
They did play better on Monday night. I will say that. Taking the Packers at home, Brock Osweiler has looked atrocious. Freaking atrocious.
Mm-hmm. Who you got?
Is it – who is it, Packers?
Packers – Texans at Packers.
As much as I want to bet against the Packers, I got to go.
Let me see how many points the Packers are giving.
I got to go with the Packers, man.
Shoot, they give us 6.5. But
Aaron Rodgers thinks they can run the table. So I'm going to see if they can. So I'll go to the Packers.
He should feel confident about that.
He feels they're going to run the table. They're going to beat the Texans.
Texans 1-4 away. And like we just said, they've only scored 194 points through 12 games.
I'm going to – you say Texans?
No, I'm Packers.
I'm going Packers.
I'm not going with the team that has that thief on that team.
Let me tell you, Will Fuller has been healthy. He's not – they don't get the ball to these guys.
Because Osweiler can't throw the ball down the field.
I know. I'm going to go with Packers in a laugher. I mean, it's going to be horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the next Who Cares game of the week.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
And everybody can guess what this is. It is the Rams at the Patriots. And, you know, Patriots fans, don't be sad. Gronk is out for this game. He's done for the season. But what cures everything is the Patriots playing the Rams. You'll be fine. Don't worry. You can beat the Rams with everybody from the Y playing on your team.
You know what's funny about this game? Let me find something real quick. There's something Jeff Fisher, I don't know if you guys heard about this, on a conference call, said Danny Woodhead is a playmaker for the Patriots.
I was going to ask.
And Woodhead is an IR and plays for the Chargers.
No, not only that, but he the only player on the Rams he could mention was Blunt.
Yeah, he couldn't name anybody else. He couldn't name anybody else.
Listen, dude. You're supposed to be a head coach.
He's so
unprepared.
You
can't name players on the other team. We'll talk more about him.
Patriots giving 13
anybody,
points.
Is anybody taking the Rams?
No. Listen, not even with 13.
You are. I know you're not.
I took Goff last week. He did look good, but I'm not taking him this week. They're playing the Patriots in New England. Dude, they might not score 7 points this whole game. They might not score.
It's going to be cold in Foxborough. 43 degrees.
Is going to be like 43-3.
Yeah,
it's going to be ugly.
It's going to be a massacre.
Moving on to the next game, the Dolphins at the Ravens. Dolphins on a big winning streak.
This is a good game.
That is a good game. That is.
Believe it or not, yeah.
Right?
You
especially
got,
with Ryan freaking Tannehill.
Yep. Who you got?
Tannebaum.
Both teams are both beat up with injuries right now. It's going to come down to if Miami can run the football. Miami has to run the football. You can't depend on Ryan Tannehill to win these games for you. I think the Ravens win at home. They break the Dolphins' win streak this week, 2017.
Yo, you picked the Ravens?
I'm picking the Ravens.
Right. I'm actually going Ravens also. I'm going Ravens 20-13. Yeah. They play those low-scoring games.
Dolphins are decimated. No Landry. Yep. Parker may not play. Three offensive linemen are missing for the Miami Dolphins. Their defense is playing better.
Oh,
I mean, Parker was trying to practice, but he's still questionable.
I'm talking about linemen.
The linemen.
At least they got Tunsil and the other
Tunsil
guy.
Didn't play last week. Their center didn't play last week. Like, three of their starters didn't play last week, and I don't think they're playing this week. They're decimated right now.
I'm going with the Dolphins because the Ravens are the most – well, besides the Texans, the most overrated team in this league. Listen, nothing impresses me on this team. You can't – Joe Flacco, they have no running game. Terrence West, he was strong for a couple weeks, hasn't done anything. They just – I'm not impressed with this team whatsoever. I'm going to Dolphins. I'm going with Tannehill. And I'm going to go with Jay Ajayi. And I'm going with that defense. That defense would play really great. So I'm gonna go with the Dolphins. I think they win by three because of a pick six. Flacco will throw at some point. Let's move to the next game: the 49ers at the Bears. Woohoo!
Oh my God! Woo-hoo! Who in the Bears?
Yeah,
we got to hear this.
Oh my God! Who the hell?
Hold on a second.
Canada sucks.
Wow, okay. I'd rather watch hockey.
I didn't even know. Somebody's got to get a win now, don't they?
I so not paid attention to this far in the schedule. Oh, my God.
This is the worst game of the year, I think.
Oh, man.
This might be
definitely one of them.
Matt Barkley against Kaepernick.
Oh, boy.
I'm going with the 49ers. The 49ers will get a second win of the season. Because Colin Kaepernick has been playing all right football. He has been playing pretty good football.
Just for that, I was going against the Bears. I'm going with them. That defense is going to – our sorry defense is going to show up, and we're going to turn Colin Kaepernick into Colin Sack or Pick.
Sack or Pick.
Y'all like that? Y'all like that?
I like that. That was pretty good.
Spitting at fire.
You know, I'm thinking Kaepernick here. But I'm going to go with the Bears. Listen, I'm not picking the 49ers on the road. They ain't won since week one.
They won one at home, and now they get to win one on the road. That's two wins.
They haven't won since week one.
Oh. And so you picking Matt Barkley?
I'm going Matt Barkley. No, I'm going Jordan Howard is who I'm going with.
Jordan Howard only has two rushing TDs on the year. Two.
He doesn't need to do much.
He needs to score.
No, the defense will score.
He just needs to run the ball well where Matt Barkley doesn't have to have the ball in his hand. Right.
All he's got to do
Colin
is not
Kaepernick
fumble.
Has about 350 yards from scrimmage
with his
arm and his legs.
But he's
going to
throw an interception.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because Matt Barkley's going to do the same thing.
Nah, you know what? I got Matt Barkley to win this game.
I got Cap and Hyde.
I am going with Barkley.
Hide your Cap.
Hide your cap. Yeah, you might want to have more than that. All right, I'm going to go with Matt Barkley and the Bears because all eyes are on me. And that's it for that segment of the show. We got one more segment coming up. Of course, I'm Rocky, Big Shot, and Mr. 315. Stick around. Everybody on Periscope, we got one more show coming up for you. Have a great day and catch us everywhere.
Peace.